Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Chav Dalid. We're holding on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're a few lines before the Mishnah. We didn't quite get to the Mishnah. We're at Hanu Izi Debei Tarbu. So the Gemara is going to tell a story about goats that were causing damage in someone else's property, and whose responsibility is it to make sure that that doesn't happen? Is it the owner of the goats, or is it the owner of the property and his responsibility to make sure he builds a fence around this property? Then the Mishnah is going to discuss an animal becoming a mu'ad and an animal becoming a tam. What it takes to make an animal a mu'ad and what it takes for an animal to become a tam again. And we're going to have a machlokas whether that can all happen in one day. Does an animal have to do three gorings on three different days to become a mu'ad? Or is it enough to just happen three times in a single day? We're going to have a machlokas amorayim that may be about how many times it actually has to happen before it pays nezek shalem. Now we're going to discuss how we know that a zava is mitame biriyos biyamim only, that when a woman becomes a zava, she can only become a zava gadola if she sees on three separate days, and that it can't all happen in one day, unlike one shita in Tanayim when it comes to a sharmua that can happen all in one day, as opposed to a zav, where a zav is mitame biriyos, even if it's not biyamim, it could happen all on one day. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether you Ude Tura or Yude Gavra. When an animal becomes a mu'ad, is that we've verified that this animal is an inherently dangerous animal, and that's all we're trying to verify? Or is it that we're verifying that the Bailim is not watching his animal properly, and that's what we're trying to verify, that he's failed to watch his animal, and it's therefore more about the Bailim than it is about the animal itself? On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss what if Levi takes Reuven's dog and entices Reuven's dog to attack Shimon. Who's going to be responsible? Levi for doing the enticing, or Reuven because it's his dog? So who's responsible to pay, if anybody? And on the bottom of Amud Beis, we're going to have a Mishnah, if we get there today, that's going to discuss the details of Shara Mazik Birushus HaNizik. We probably won't get there today. So let's begin with Hanu Izi, about 10 lines before the Mishnah. Hanu Izi Debei Tarbu, there were these goats that belonged to the people of Tarbu, Davu Mafsidei Rav Yosef, that were causing damage to Rav Yosef. Amalei Abaye, so Rav Yosef said to his Talmud Abaye, Zil Emelul Marayu Dilitzneinu. You better go warn the owner of those goats that he's better put those goats away. He better take care of them, that they don't come into my property. Amalei Amai Ezel. Abaye said, what am I going to go for? Diazilna Amili Ligdor Margadei Rabare. And because if I go, all they're going to say is, let your master, let your Rebbe go build a fence around his property, and then my goats won't bother him. They're only going in because he leaves his property wide open. So it's not my problem, it's his problem. So frak the Gemara, but vi gadar shein the chayiv rachmana hechi mishkachasla. But if it's really the responsibility of the property owner to fence in his property, when is there ever such an example of shein that the Torah says that you chayiv for shein? Shein is that the animal walks into the Rishus HaNizik and does damage, and he's going to have to pay for doing damage in the Rishus HaNizik. But if he's never going to have to pay unless there's a fence around the property, and when there's a fence around the property, he can't get into the property, when do you ever have a case of Shein that's Chayiv Rishus HaNizik? Says Gemara, Kisha Chasra. No, the case that it could be Chayiv is if there's a fence around the property and the animal digs his way in underneath the fence. Inami Denafil Guda Balele. Or the fence came down in the middle of the night, and therefore the guy, the owner of the property, did what he can to protect his property, but the fence came down, and then the animal walked in. That would be the case where you can be chayiv and shein. Now Tosus points out that when Abaye says to Rav Yosef, why should I go there? They're just going to tell me that it's your problem because you don't build a fence around your property. Tosus says that is not a statement of halacha. Tosus writes in Dibra Maskel Yachli Lemeimar, Hayanishmat Abaye, Shloya Chavetz Leiluch Lesham. Abaye was trying to come up with an excuse because he was not interested in going there and having this conversation with these people. Da Tanan, Achla Mitocha Chanus Mishalemes, Vlarmin El Hayla Linel Chanuso. Because in every other discussion we've had of Shane, we never had said anything about locking off your items that someone might come and eat. We were talking about an animal going into a store on the side of the Rishus Rabim and eating from from that store. And we never said that it's the store owner's responsibility to lock up all the food that's in his store. And also the case where it's eating from the side of the Rosh Hashanah. And we also didn't ask that the balakel should be parted from the charara that it took, because after all, that charara was accessible, so it's not the balakel's fault whenever something's accessible. So you see from all of this, says Tosfos, that Abayi was not saying a halacha. Abayi was saying that he wasn't interested in going, but he was just coming up with an excuse. La halacha, it's certainly not the Nizik's responsibility to fence in his field. That is the sheet of Tosfos. Tosfos writes, V'Rav Alfus Pasuk Rav Yosef V'Leisi L'Davayi D'Duchuya B'Almuhu, that the Rif paskins for that reason like Rav Yosef and not like Abaye, because Abaye wasn't really saying this halacha. Abaye was just giving a D'Duchuya B'Alma. Abaye was just trying to get out of having to do this job. However, Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees. Rabbeinu Chananel, over here on the side of the page, writes that Abayi holds la halacha, that the chi of Shmira is on the balasada. He has to build a fence around his field, otherwise the other guy is not going to be chayiv. And the Rabbeinu Chananel says, and we paskin that way la halacha. However, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that what do I do with all those other gemaras where it sounded like there's going to be a chi of Shane when an animal walks into the store, an animal eats off of the seat of Rosh Hashanah, all the gemaras that Tosfos quoted? He said, yeah, that's because it's in the city. But when you're dealing with chutz le'ir, where animals are spread out all over the place, and there's no way a shepherd could watch all of his behemos, that it's not going to enter into anybody else's field, that's where Abaye is talking, that you have that the Nizik has a responsibility to build a fence around his field. But within the city, where you should be able to keep a close eye on your animals, that your animals should be condensed in a specific location, and you should be able to keep a close eye that they not go into anybody else's field, that's what all those gemaras are about, where it's not the Nizik's responsibility to protect his produce in his stores, it's the Mazik's responsibility to stop the animal from doing anything. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel understands. So it's Machlokas Tosfos Rabbeinu Chananel if Abaye is in fact arguing on Rav Yosef, or he's just giving a dichui bialma. According to Rabbeinu Chananel that they argue, we paskin like Abaye. However, Numukai Yosef writes that even if they do argue, we're still going to paskin like Rav Yosef, because Abaye at this time that he said this argument was a Talmud Yosef Lefnei Rabbo. He was a Talmud sitting in front of Rav Yosef. This was not some shita that Abaye came up with after Rav Yosef died when Abaye was the Gadol Ador. This was Abaye sitting as a Talmud in front of Rav Yosef. How do I know that? Because Rav Yosef was giving Abaye a job. Go tell them that they better tell their animals, that they better stop their animals from damaging me. So you see that Abaye was clearly a Talmud of Rav Yosef. In the Yamshel Shoma, the Marshal, he just wonders about the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel. Why is it that Stam Roim are Pasul Eidus? We assume that normal shepherds are Pasul Eidus because they're Gazlonim, that they allow the animals to graze in other people's fields. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it's not their problem, it's the owner of the field's problem. That Minastam, the sados should have fences around them, so the animals wouldn't go into anybody's field if the Nizik really did their problems. If the Nizik really did what his responsibility. So that's why the Yamshel Shlomo says he doesn't understand the sheet of the Rach. And that's why the Yamshel Shlomo writes, even if it is a machlokas Abaye and Rav Yosef, the halacha would be like Rav Yosef, like the Numukai Yosef said, because ein halacha ketalmid b'makom harav. The Shach just wonders, the Shach in Choshem Mishpat, the Mishin Sadi Zayin, Sifkat Nalev, says he doesn't understand the kasha of the Yamshel Shlomo. Yeah, it's a chiv on the balasada to build a fence around this field. But most people don't. At the end of the day, most people don't. Because they don't think animals are going to come in and do damage, because it's not so common that animals are going to come and do damage. Why is the Stam Roa Pasul Eidus? Not because an animal might get away from him and go into someone else's field. It's because the Stam Roa brings him there l'chadchila, and that you're for sure not allowed to do. You can't say, oh, it's his. He didn't build a fence around his field, so I'm going to bring my animals in and I'm going to let them graze in that. You can't bring them in. They wander away. You couldn't keep an eye on them. That's one thing. So maybe you're not going to be chayiv. But Apostle Eidus, because they do it on purpose, says the Shach. That's the real reason they're Apostle Eidus. Now, Abaye or Rav Yosef gave a proclamation, or I'm sorry, Rabbo or Rav Yosef gave a proclamation that those who go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael or vice versa, Hani Izi Deshuka De Mafsidi Masrinim B'Marayu Treyu Tosas Imnin Itzayis Tzayis V'ilo I'm really Tivam Sachta V'Kabul Zuscha, that if you have these goats that are in the Shuk that are being brought to the market to be sold for meat, and they're still alive, though you want to keep them as fresh as possible, so you and they do damage, you warn the owners a couple of times, and if after warning a couple of times the goats are still doing damage, we say, guess what, you're going to have to shecht the goat a little bit prematurely, you're going to have to shecht it now so that it will stop doing damage, and I guess your meat won't be as fresh when you sell it. Now it's an interesting lashon, masrin b'marayu trei utlas hazimnin, we warn the owner two or three times. Well, which is it? Do we warn him twice or do we warn him three times? The Rambam paskins that we warn him three times, because Mishnah says that was his girsa in the Gemara, that the lashon of the Gemara that we have, trei utlasa, is a machlokas in the Achronim. According to the Bach, why do we say trei utlasa? Because this is totally on the famous machlokas Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel and Erev and Daf Tzadi Zayin and in many places in Shas, that according to Rebbe, two times is enough to make a chazaka. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you need three times to make a chazaka. So trei utlasa means you warn him twice according to Rebbe, Tlasa according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, because it's Tali and not Machlokas Tanaim, what it takes to make a chazaka. Yam Shel Shlomo ever says that the Lashon Gemara Trei Tlasa is Lav Dafka. It's just that normally when you warn a person multiple times, you say two or three times. But really, the it means that you warn him three times, not two or three times. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah. Ezu Tam Vezu Muad. What makes an animal a Tam? What makes an animal a Muad? Muad Kol Sheyidu Bo Shlosh Yam. A muad is that the animal has they've testified about three separate days that the animal has acted dangerously and done damage. And the time is when three opportunities come up on three separate days and it doesn't do damage on three separate days. That's how it goes back to being a tam. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Meir Omer, Muad Sheyidu Bo Shlosha Pa'amim, V'tam Kol Sheyidu Tinokos M'mashpishin Bo Vein Nogeach. Muad doesn't have to be three separate days. It could be that it happens three times. Lav Dafka, 3 days. But three times that the animal is dangerous. When does it go back to being a tam? Also, it doesn't have to be three opportunities. It could just be one major opportunity, that there are children that are messing around with the animal, and even though the children are messing around with the animal, it's not doing anything. The animal's not reacting, even though the children are like poking it in between its horns, it's not reacting. That's how you know that the animal has been tamed, that this animal is no longer a muad. If you look at Tosos Shiotinokos, so it says Tosos, wait a second, the animal might be afraid to gore children because children are human beings, but it still might be a muad to gore another shor. We assume that an adam isle mazala, a person has mazal, and an animal is therefore more afraid of a person. So he says, "Mikol makom kibishnas a shuffle kol kach shatinokos mashpin bo vade chazul kadmuso." But still, there's nothing that annoys an animal more than children poking at it and doing things. So if the animal was at all a dangerous animal, it would have reacted to something like that. V'lo rab barav meir lemait shlo tol chazar shloshi yamim. Then Tov says, "You should know." Rab Meir is not saying that if 3 days, three different opportunities come up and it doesn't gore, that that's not good enough to turn it into a tam. That also would be good enough to turn it into a tam. Elish miyanu da'afilu biyom echad pamdika chazara. What he's trying to tell me is an additional chiddush, that it could happen even in one day where the animal will go back to being a tam if kids are messing around with it. Alidei tinokos. But even Rav Meir would agree, even though Rav Meir holds an animal can become muad in one day, if it gores three different other animals in one day it can become muad, it cannot become a tam in one day by just tam seeing three different animals on the same day. Even though in one day it can become a muad, we do find shittos and tanaim like that. That to become a muad, you may need it may all happen much more quickly than becoming a tam. Becoming a tam may require 3 separate days. That's the shita of Rav Meir over here, and that's the shita we're going to see of Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, "My time at the Rabbi Yehuda." Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that you need it to be 3 separate days? Machlokas Amoraim, where he gets it from? Well, not really where he gets it from. Everyone agrees he gets it from the same pasuk, because Machlokas had a darsh in the pasuk. Amar Abaye, Tmol. The pasuk says Tmol Chad. That teaches us about one day. Mitmol Trey, that's a second day. Shilshom Tlasa, that's a third day. V'lo Yishmen Rebalev Asan L'Negicha Revias. And then V'lo Yishmen Rebalev is telling us on that fourth Negicha, it's already going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim because of 3 days of it goring. Rava Amari, that he darshans the pasuk differently. Same pasuk, darshan slightly differently. T'mol mitmol chad, shilshom trey, v'lo yishmerenu ha'idna chayiv, that v'lo yishmerenu ha'idna is the third time, then it's going to be chayiv. The way Rashi understands this is that they're arguing la halacha, that Abaye says that only on the fourth goring is going to be chayiv nezek shalim. 3 times establishes it as a muad, and only after it's established as a muad, the next time it's going to be chayiv. Whereas Rava says, no, v'lo yishmerenu ha'idna chayiv is the third time it's already going to be chayiv. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos 2 lines from the bottom of the page points out for Rashi atzmo chazarbo. Rashi himself changed his mind because in Perek Cheskas Habatim the Gemara says, the stem of the Gemara says, imashara muad ad negicha dalid lo mechayiv, that until the negicha revius it's not going to be chayiv as a shara muad. So it's a beferish Gemara that it's not going to be chayiv on the third time. It's only on the fourth time that it's going to be chayiv, and therefore even Rashi changed his mind from pshat in this Gemara, because this is not one of the Al-Kigam, where we paskin like Abaye against Rava. We would paskin like Rava over here if in fact Rava were arguing on Abaye. So Tos says Rava's not arguing on Abaye. Rava's just arguing on how to darshan the pasuk. But Rava agrees that it's after 3 times that it becomes a muad. On the 4th time only, though, it's going to be chayiv nezek shalem. Just the way he understands it is, v'lo yishmerenu is your 3rd time, and then just happens to be ha'idna. Henceforth, after that 3rd time, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Okay, that's all explaining Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that it takes 3 separate days in order to make an animal a shor muad. For a mayor, my time, what's the svara for a mayor that it doesn't take 3 days at all, that you could do it all on 1 day, an animal gores 3 times on 1 day, and it already becomes a shor muad? So where does he get that from? Detanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Richik Nigi Chosav Chayev, Kirev Nigi Chosav Lo Kol Shekein. If an animal gores on 3 separate days, it could be determined to be a dangerous animal, then Kal V'chomer, if it gores on 1 day, that it could 3 times, it could be, it's even more dangerous. You see that it's going out of its mind, it's doing crazy things on such a consistent basis on 1 day, over and over again. So Amalei, the Chachamim responded to that, no, Zavatochiach, you can't prove that just because it had 1 bad day that it's going to become a muad with a kal v'chomer, that if it was spread out over 3 days it becomes a muad, then if it's all condensed in 1 day, then for sure it's a muad. No, I'll show you from the din of a zava. How does a woman become a zava gadola? If she sees blood during the Yemei Ziva, which are the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida, there are 11 days of the month where she's eligible to become a zava, and if she sees blood for 3 consecutive days during that time period. What if she sees blood 3 times in 1 day during that time period? She's not a Zava Gadola, she's a Zava Katana. She's only a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. It's only if she sees 3 consecutive days during that time period that she becomes a Zava Gadola. Sherichka Riosea Temea, if it's on 3 separate days, she's Temea, Kirva Riosea Torah. But if it's all on 1 day, she's Torah, not really Torah. She's a Zava Katana, but she's not a Zava Gadola. She's not intensely Tamei. Amalehen Areyu Omer, Vizos Tia Tumasa Bozovo. No, over there it's a Gzeres HaKasov, that the Pasuk says, Vizos teaches us that a Zav, a male Zav, becomes Tamei even with multiple Re'ios without having separate days. But a female Zava requires separate days. So you can't bring any Raya's from the Dinum of Zav and Zava. That's a special Gzeres HaKasov. Says Gemara, Mimayda Hai Vizos Lamute Zava Mi Re'ios. How do I know Vizos is coming to tell me that if a Zava sees multiple times on 1 day that she's not Tamei, maybe it's coming to tell me that if a Zav sees on separate days that he does not become a Zav, that a man cannot become a Zav by seeing on separate days, that he can only become a Zav by seeing on 1 day. So Amar Krava Zav Zavo LaZachar LaNakeva, because the Pasuk specifically says LaZachar LaNakeva, where it's making a Hekish, it's linking the Dinam of a Zav to the Dinam of a Zava. So Makish Zachar LaNakeva, Manakeva Biyamim Av Zachar Biyamim. So we make this Hekish and we say, well, if a Nakeva can
become tamei on separate days, then a zachar must also be able to become tamei on separate days. Frankly, Gemara, but velakish nekevel zachar. You really want to make a hekesh? Maybe the hekesh should have gone in the other direction. That ma zachar beriyos haf nekevel beriyos. That just like a zav can become tamei by seeing multiple times on one day, a zava should also become tamei by seeing multiple times on one day. Says Gemara, no, but hamiyet rachman of zos. But we have a miut that says vizos, that it's more limiting, that a zava can only become tamei biyamin, but not beriyos. So bottom line is, we have two drushes to make over here. Vizos is an exclusion, and we have Zachar Nekeva, L'Zachar V'la Nekeva, as an inclusion, as something to expand the Dinim of Tuma. So we chose to say L'Zachar V'la Nekeva tells me that a man can become Tamei the way a woman becomes Tamei, and Vizos comes to exclude that a woman cannot become Tamei the way a man becomes Tamei. Maybe it's the exact reverse. Maybe L'Zachar V'la Nekeva is teaching me that a woman can become Tamei the way a man becomes Tamei, Beri'ios Kibiyamim, and Vizos is telling me that a man cannot become Tamei the way a woman can become Tamei. So it says, Mistavra Kayi Beri'ios B'mayit Re'ios. It makes most sense that when the word Vizos appears discussing Re'ios, multiple Re'ios on the same day, that it must be excluding a woman from that type of tuma. The word vizos, the exclusionary term, appears by rios. You're going to tell me it's coming to exclude a man from becoming tamei on multiple days? We're not talking about multiple days when it says the word vizos. We're talking about rios when it says the word vizos. So it's most mistaver that we're being mimayit something that's on topic. Now all the Rishonim asked the obvious kasha, though, that you should have said adrab, you should have said the exact opposite, that we're talking about a zav. L'chora, we should be mimayit zav, meaning instead of saying that vizos is excluding a zava from tuma of re'ios kibiyamim, well, the pasuk is talking about a zav, so we should say kai bizav mimayit zava instead of what makes us determine that the topic is about re'ios rather than that the topic is about the male or female, that it's about the zav, and therefore it should be mimayit the zav. So that's a kasha that that the Rishonim ask, and the Tosus and the Rashba ask, and they suggest from they ask the kasha a little more elaborately based on the pasuk in Parshas Naso by the Levim, by the mum the pasul Levim, pasul zos asher la Levim, to teach us that mum are not possible Levim, and we don't darshan from zos that shanim don't pasul kohanim because koy Levim imayit Levim, and we don't say koy b'shanim imayit shanim. So you see, adrabba, that we determine the topic of the pasuk based on the gavra, not based on the halacha. So over here also, we should have done it based on the gavra that we're talking about. So that's what they answered, that over there, the miut on the Levim is that the fact that we darshan to be mait Levim is to be mait shanim b'kohanim, we darshan from the hemshech of the pasuk, asher l'levim, l'levim v'lo l'kohanim. So that miut can only be mimait the Levim. But if we didn't have another miut to be mimait shanim b'kohanim, we would have said that koi b'shanim mimait shanim, that we would not have looked at the gavra as the topic of the pasuk, we would have looked at the halacha as the topic of the pasuk, like we do over here, where we look at the halacha as the topic of the pasuk. The major topic that everyone discusses from the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph is the comment on the Maram Rutenberg. The Tur in Or Chaim Sim Kuf Yud Dalet quotes from Maram Rutenberg. Over here, the Gemara says, the Gemara has a svara that Richek Negichos of Chayiv Kiriv Negichos of Lokol Shkein, that if an animal goes on three separate days, it's going to be Chayiv, then for sure if it goes on one day, it's going to be Chayiv, it's going to be a Muad. So why does the Tur quote this in Kuf Yud Dalet in Or Chaim? That's Hilchos Tfila. What does this have to do with Hilchos Tfila? So the Torah quotes from Maram Rutenberg that he had a minhag that in Shmini Atzeres he would say over 90 times the bracha of Ata Gibor until Masha Varach Morad Hageshem, so that if he were to have a suffix within the next 30 days, did he or did he not say Masha Varuach, then now he would know that he's muchzak that he says Masha Varuach. Because we know the halacha is that if you have a suffix after 30 days, that you've already established a chazaka that by 90 90 times, 90 Shmona Esrei of saying Mashav Ruach, then now you know you're good. You're ready Muchzak to say Mashav Ruach. So he says this Svara, Richek Mashav Ruach, your Muchzak. So Kirev Mashav Ruach, if you say it all in a closer, in a more condensed time period, all the more so your Muchzak to say Mashav Ruach. That was the comment of the Maram Rutenberg. It's quoted by the Tur in Simin Kuf Yodalud. Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees, and he says the raya from the sugi is a terrible raya. By Shor Muad, it's Tali if the Shor is a Huchzak as a Nagchan. So that you could say that it's a Kol Shekein, that if we gore on three separate days, then goring on one day makes it an even more dangerous Shor. But by saying Mashav Ruach, to develop a habit, you can't develop a habit in 5 minutes. You can't develop a habit by doing something intensely for one day. Habits need to be developed over time. It's just human psychology. It has nothing to do with being megala. The difference is by the shor, it's being megala on its inherent nature. So if you see that the animal is going out of its mind, that it's every place it turns, it's goring, so that shows you that inherently it's a bad, evil animal. But over here, we're not talking about inherent nature. We're talking about developing a habit. Developing a habit takes time. And that's why Rabbeinu Peretz disagrees with Maram Rutenberg. The Achronim, anyway, they wonder about the Maram Rutenberg's Kal V'chomer over here, that we're applying the Kal V'chomer of Richek Nigichos of Kirev, Chayiv Kirev Nigichos of L'Kolshkein. Who's the one? Who's the Tana that holds of this Kal V'chomer? That's explaining the Shita of Rabbi Meir, why an animal could become a Muad in one day. Rabbi Yehuda holds it takes 3 days for an animal to become a Muad. And we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Meir. So Hagen Maram Rutenberg used this Kal V'chomer to establish halach l'nilchus tefillah. We don't paskin like the Shita that says this Kal V'chomer. We don't paskin like this Tana. So we don't hold to this Kal V'chomer. So how does it even make any sense to apply the Kal V'chomer l'halacha? So Magen Avraham writes that when Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to the Kal V'chomer is that he doesn't hold that this Kal V'chomer is true by a Shor Muad, because there's a svara to say that if an animal gored 3 times in one day, that it's not a dangerous animal, but that it's an animal that was having a bad day. Whereas if it were something that is not at all dependent on what kind of day you're having, then the svara would hold true. That if it somehow were to be megala on its inherent nature, then an Eino Chinami would be true. So the Kal V'chomer, this general svara, is a true svara. It just doesn't apply to a shor muad l'halacha, because a shor could have just been having a bad day. That doesn't show that it's always a dangerous animal. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, and that's why in many yeshivas, I'm told in Rabbi Willig Shul, they have a minhag where they sing, in the Hakafos, they sing a song of Atagibor through Mashav Ruach, and they sing it 90 times through the Hakafos, and that way they never have to worry for the next 30 days. They rely on the Maram Rutenberg that if you ever have a suffix about the Mashav Ruach, so you verify, can verify that that's in fact what they do in Rav Ulik Shul. So that's it's a nice minhag to fulfill the Maram Rutenberg. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. New sugya. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Ezu, not new sugya, but continuing. Tan Rabbanan, Ezu Muad, Kol Sheyidu Bo Shloshu Yamim. So we have a brisa that also discusses what it takes to make an animal a tam or a muad. A muad is that they were made, that it gored on 3 separate days. Vitam Shuat Tinokas Mashmash Ravin Logeh to Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi says that it becomes a tam if children play with it, it doesn't do anything. So to become a muad, he yells like Rabbi Yehuda, that he needs 3 separate days. To go back to becoming a tam, he yells like Rabbi Meir, he only need the kids to mess around with it. Rabbi Shimon Omer Muad Kol Sheyidu Bo Shlosha Pamim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, to become a Muad, I hold like Rabbi Meir, that it only needs 3 times, not 3 separate days. V'lomer Shlosha Yam Melech Hazara Bilvad. To become a Tam, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that it needs to be 3 separate days. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Ravad Barava Alach Rabbi Yehuda B'Muad Sher Rabbi Yossi Modelo. We pass on like Rabbi Yehuda in terms of making an animal a Muad, that it needs to be 3 separate days, because that's what Rabbi Yossi holds. V'alach Rav Meir B'Tam Sher Rabbi Yossi Modelo. And the Alach is like Rabbi Yossi about becoming a Tam, that it takes that it doesn't take 3 separate days, because Rabbi Yossi is Moda to Rabbi Meir on that point. Tefrek tells us a kasha. Wait a second. You're going to say that we paskin this way because Rabbi Yossi holds this way. We paskin that way because Rabbi Yossi holds that way. Why don't you just say halacha k'Rabbi Yossi instead of saying I paskin like Rabbi Yudah over here, Rabbi Meir over here? Just say you paskin like Rabbi Yossi. So it says, tells him Mishum Dinichle Leminka Tanoi Demasnisin. We'd rather choose a Tana of the Mishnah to paskin like. So we say, okay, we paskin like Rabbi Yudah in terms of becoming a Muad, Rabbi Meir in terms of becoming a Tam. But Einachinami, what at the end of the day, the effect is that we're paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Maritz Chayis and the Mitzvah and both point out, no, we should say we paskin like Rabbi Yossi automatically because the rule is as the Gemara is about to say, that the rule is Rabbi Yossi's Nimuko Imo. So says the Mitzvah and Maritz Chayis that it's a machlokish Rishonim whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi because Nimuko Imo even when he's against the Rabbim, even when he's against multiple Tanaim or only when he's against one Tana. So that's a machlokish Rishonim. Tosos, when he says that we'd rather not say the halach is like Rabbi Yossi just because Rabbi Yossi doesn't appear in the Mishnah, must be assuming that Nimuko Imo applies even when he's against multiple Tanaim. But if you hold like those Rishonim that Nimuko Imo only applies when he's against one Tana, so then we understand very well why we don't want to say the halach is Rabbi Yossi over here, because over here he's against multiple Tanaim. Amrle Rav Rav Nachman, V'leim halach Rav Meir B'muad Shai Rabbi Shimon Modelo V'alach Rabbi Yudah B'tam Shai Rabbi Shimon Modelo. Instead of using Rabbi Yossi as the Machriya, why didn't you use Rabbi Shimon as the Machriya? Rabbi Shimon also split the Psak in the opposite direction. So why don't we say we paskin like Rabbi Shimon? Amrle Anach Rabbi Yossi Sfir Leid Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. No, I paskin like Rabbi Yossi because Rabbi Yossi is Nimuko Imo. Nimuko Imo means Rabbi Yossi always said things that were very understandable, very logical. People were always able to follow what Rabbi Yossi was talking about, and therefore we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Iba Yilhu. New discussion. Shloshi Yom Diktani Liudetura Liudegavra. When we say that it takes 3 days to determine that the animal is a muad, is that about determining if the animal is a dangerous animal, or is it about determining that the owner is not watching his animal properly? So it's really about making the owner a muad. Tosus points out, it does not mean that we're making the owner a muad to violate hasraos, because if that were the case, then you would only be chayiv on the fifth negicha, because after one negicha he's given hasra'a, he's only violated hasra'a on the second negicha. He's violated hasra'a a second time on the third negicha, a third time on the fourth negicha, he would only have to pay nezek shalom on the fifth negicha. So it's not about violating hasra'os, it's that he's a muad to not watch his animal properly. And that happens three times, and by the fourth time he'd pay nezek shalom. So the main nafkamina, what's the nafkamina, whether it's the animal or the owner that's becoming a muad? Tosu kitisadi b'chad yomav. Three sets of witnesses come on one day. If you say that it's about determining that the ox is a goring ox, so then they could be miyayid even if all three come on all three sets of witnesses come on the same day. But if it's about making the owner someone who hasn't been watching his animal properly, that you can't determine that he's a muad by three people attacking him all at once. He says, no one ever warned me. If you would have come yesterday and told me to watch my animal, then I could assure you that my animal would not have gored between then and now. But you can't come and tell me all at once, three times, that the animal gored. I had to have been warned in between. So what's the din? The Gemara has one raya. Tashema. Can only become muad if you were made in front of the bailim and in front of bezin. If it's in front of one and not the other, it's not going to become muad. You need it to be in front of the bezin and in front of the bailim. If two people testify about the first goring and two about the second goring and two about the third goring, those are three separate eduyos, but they become one edus when it comes to making them edim zomim. So it turns out as follows: nimtza kas rishona zomemes. If that first group turns out to be edim zomim, harei kan shtei eduyos. It's separate eduyos. We don't automatically say the second group and the third group are zomim as well. No, they're separate eduyos, and everyone is pater. Nimtzeis kashniyos zomemes. If the second group is also zomim, harekan edus achas vuupater vein paturim. So that's an edus achas, and they're all pater. The zomim are also pater. Nimtzeis kashlishis zomemes. But once all three are found to be zomim, kulan chayavin, they all have to pay the chatzin ezek of the hadah of the negicha shlishis amongst all of them. and the Tzad Tamus they pay, the last two Eidim pay, and the Tzad Tamus that they were made on. And that's what we say, Vasisim lo kasha zamam. So now, I amrit liyude tura shapir. If this is all about being miyaid the shore, so then I understand very well. Why do I understand very well? You look at Rashi. I amrit liyude tura bi'inan gimel yamim. That you need three separate days. Aval gavra biyom echad miyaid. But the guy would become a mort even on one day. Matzi luukmak shabo kulan biyom echad shevia nizik shlishi lahed al gimel negicha shel gimel yamim umishamachi sheichi kamay b'tzada adaa. Then it makes sense that all three relate to each other, and they're all three together trying to make the animal a muad because they're all coming on the same day. Shuraglaim ledavar de l'shavi muad asu. Why are they all coming on the same day? They're all coming on the same day because obviously they're working together. Obviously, they're in this together to try to establish this animal as a muad. So if you say liu de tura, it makes sense that that will work. When they all come on the same day, they will establish this shor as a muad. But if it's liu de gavra, it's not going to work to all come on the same day. The guy will be able to say, you never warned me. I was never told I have to watch my animal more carefully. You can't all come on one day and say that three times you hit me on one day, that all of a sudden my animal is a muad. So if it's liu de gavra, it wouldn't work for them all to come on the same day. The fact that all three sets are coming on the same day, and that's enough to make it a muad, that tells me liu de tura. So yiyam liu de tura shapir, eliyam liu de gavra, but if it's all about liu de gavra, leim ruhanach kamai anan miyavi yadina debasa shloshiyom yasuani umiyadilei. And the only way it would work is if they're coming on three separate days. But then the first group could say, we never came to make this animal a shor muad. We shouldn't have to pay as Edim Zomin for having made this animal a shor muad. We had no idea that another two sets of witnesses were going to be coming. So that's not our problem that another two sets of witnesses decided to show up. So Rav Kahana asked that if it's Yudhi Tura, the Brisa still doesn't work. Amar Rav Ashi, Amar Yisrael, Shemayit Kameh de Rav Kahana. They said this in front of Rav Kahana. V'amali Yudhi Tura Minicha. Does it really work out if you say Yudhi Tura? V'leimur Hanach Basroi. Let the last Edom say, Anam Niyan Adina, Dekal Dekai De Beidina, Lasudi B'Torah Kasu. How are we supposed to know that all these guys that showed up to Beis Din on the same day as us were coming to testify about the same ox that we were coming to testify about? Anan L'chuyiv Agavra, Palgan Ezekan Asinan. All we came to do is to be Mechayiv, the owner of this ox, Achati Nezek. We didn't even know there were other sets of Edom. We know that this guy's ox scored something. So we showed up to Beis Din to be Mechayiv Chatzi Nezek. Now you're going to make us Edom Zomim to pay Nezek Shalim. That was never our intention to make him pay Nezek Shalim. We only intended to make him pay Chatzi Nezek. Answers Gemara, no, the case is the Kamaramzi Ramuzi. We see that they're making eyes toward each other. That the third set and the first set, they're all communicating with each other. They're obviously in cahoots. They're obviously all doing this together. Or else, another possibility, Rav Ashi Yamar, Kishabar Ritzufim. They came together to Beis, one right after the other. There's no way that they didn't know that the other set of Edim, what they were testifying about. They're all in it together. Ravina Amar, B'makirin Balashar, V'ein Makirin Asashar. Now, the case could be that they're all testifying about the same guy, the owner of the shar, but they don't know which shar it was. So, Frekdemar El Hechim Yadi, well, how does it become Muad at all if they don't know which shar it was? Da'amri Torin Akhani Islach B'bikrach, I'bailach They're telling him, you have a dangerous animal in your thing, so make sure that you watch your entire flock, because there's a dangerous animal amongst them. Iboyelu, says the Gemara, Mishasa, new question, Mishasa kalbu shel chaver b'chavero, mahu. If Reuven takes Shimon's dog and sicks it on Levi, who's going to be chayiv? Mishasa vadei pater, the one who sicks the dog on the other guy is definitely pater, because it's only a grum of Nezikin. Bal kelev mai. What about the owner of the dog? Mi armin matziyamale anamai avidnale. Can the owner of the dog say, "What did I do? I didn't make my dog attack you." Adilma armininale kibin diadat to bekabuk to mishasi mishdasi lo yibach leshuye. Or maybe we could say, "No, you know that when your dog is prompted, he will bite. When someone, so therefore you can't allow your dog to be accessible." So Amar Rabbi Zera Tashmai says, "I'll bring you a raya." The Mishnah says that an animal becomes a tam when when it's prompted and it's enticed and it doesn't do anything. Ooh, that implies hanogeach chayiv. that if it does do something, it's going to be chayiv on that negicha, even though it didn't do it on its own. It was prompted, and still the owner of the animal is going to be chayiv. So by the dog also, the owner should be chayiv. Am Rabbi Miktani Naga Chayiv? No, it doesn't say if it gores, it's going to be chayiv. Dilma Hanagach Lavitam by Negicha Lamachayiv. Maybe if it gores when it's prompted, it's not going to turn it back into a tam, but it's not going to be chayiv in that negicha either. It just stays what it was, but it's going to be patur in that negicha. Tashma Gemara says, I'll bring you another raya from a Mishnah in Sanhedrin Ayin Vav. Shisabo Esakelev, Shisabo Nachash. One guy sticks another person's dog, or his dog, or his Nachash, on someone, Potter. The Mishas is Potter from Misa, because he was only a Gorem, it's only a Grama. My love, isn't it talking about Potter, Mishas of Chayiv Balkelev? Isn't it saying the Mishas is Potter, but whoever owns that dog is going to be Chayiv? Says Marlo, it doesn't say that. Ema Potter af Mishasa. Maybe it means the Balkelev is Potter, and the Mishas is Potter as well. Amar Rava, im timtzilom, Mishasa kalbo shel chaveru b'chaveru chayiv. If you're going to say that when one guy sticks another guy's dog on someone else, that he's going to be, that the Balkelev is going to be chayiv, shiso hu ba'atzmo, Potter. What if the guy that was trying to prompt the dog to do damage is one that ended up getting bit by the dog? Well, then the Balkelev is going to be Potter. My timer, kala mishanu bach v'shinu bo Potter. Because Allah is, when you do something unusual, and then someone else comes, and is mishana, and does something unusual to it, so then the Allah is that you're going to be Potter. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava, so Rav Papa says to Rava, Itmar Mishmed Reish Lakish Kavaseich. You should know Reish Lakish says just like you. Dam Reish Lakish, we learned this din already of Kala Mashana Ubachar Vishinabo. Because Reish Lakish says, Shtei Paros, Rishus Rami, you have two cows in Rishus Rami, Achas Ravutza, one of them is trampling all over the place, acting crazy. Vachas Malechas, and the other one's walking normally. Ubata Malechas Ravutza, and the normal one attacks the Ravutza, Petura, it's Potter, because it's Kala Mishana, the Ravutza was acting strangely, and then Ubachar Vashinaba, then the normal one started acting strangely toward it, so it's going to be Potter. But Ravutza b'malech is Chayiv, but the crazy one attacks the normal one, then it's going to be Chayiv. Amalei anobai hi chiyuv mechayavna. So he says, no, on that case, with the ma'alechas per revutza, I would think he's actually chayiv. Tamrin lekiyus lach rishus l'skuya alai. Because the revutza could say to the ma'alechas, you have rishus to walk on me, because that would be normal behavior, to walk and to damage me when I'm acting crazy. But levute be less like rishusa. But to go and kick me, that you don't have rishus. And if you do that, the balaparu who is boet is actually going to be chayiv. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up at the Mishnah tomorrow.